We will begin. We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the 9th chapter. And this chapter is going to focus on the mitzvah of paying wages on time. And the Chafetz Chaim introduced this mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim had told us that, unfortunately, people take this mitzvah lightly, when really it's a very serious mitzvah. The mitzvah of paying wages on time. If you hire a day worker, you got to pay him that night. You hire a night worker, you got to pay him the following day. You got to pay him within the next 12 hours. Uchmo dechtiv v'parshat teitzein, like the Torah tells us in Parshas Kiseitze, biyomot iten schaho, pay him on that day, v'lo tavo alav ha-shemesh, don't let the sun set, ki anihu, for he is impoverished, ve'ilavu noset nasho, and for those wages, he's holding out, his soul is waiting for those wages, v'lo ikra lecha l'adonai v'ya v'chachet, and don't let it reach a point where he, in complaint over you, he calls out to God, and it will be considered a sin upon you. Lechna re'ei, says the Chafetz Chaim. And this is all in the Chafetz Chaim's introduction. He says, take a moment, go see what it says in the Holy Zohar in Parshas Kedoshim, Adi'ita Bazohar Kadosh Parshat Kedoshim. The pasuk says, lo talim pulat sachir, if you hired a worker, don't leave his pay by you overnight. He painted your house by day, pay him that night. Don't let the night pass without your paying him. Amai, says the Zohar, why? El mikra achai shtema, but we could understand this from a different verse. Dichtiv, because the verse says, biyomot iten schaho, pay him on his day, velo tavo alav ha-shemesh, don't let the sun set, ki anihu, for he is impoverished, ve'ilavu nuset nafshon, for that money, he has really extended his soul, he's worked, and he really needs that money. Lo tavo alav ha-shemesh, the Torah says, don't let the sun set, is dehal, be careful, delot itkanash begino le'alma, that you will not be gathered because of him to the other world. Ad lo yimte zimnach, having an untimely death, litkanasha, the time hasn't yet come for you to be gathered. When the Torah warns us, pay him on time, don't let the sun set, the Torah is warning the employer, don't let your own sun set. Kimadat amer, like the verse says in Ecclesiastes in Koheles, ad sholotech shachas shemesh, before the sun sets. That's Kohelis' way of describing before a person passes away. So by the same token, says the Zohar, when the Torah tells us pay him his wages and don't let the sun set, what the Torah is telling us is, you the employer, pay on time. Don't let your own sun set. Don't let it cause the employer to have an untimely death. Mehacha, from here, olifna mila achara, we learn something else. Manda ashlim lenafsha demiskena, whoever completes, whoever pays the soul of the poor, afilu dimto yomoi liistalaka me'alma, even if his day has come to leave the world, kud shabrichu ashlem lenafshe, then God completes that person's soul, v'yav lechein yatir, and gives him extra life. So the Zohar says, this commandment, the Torah is telling us, you, pay him on time, don't let the sun set, the Zohar says that's the Torah's warning, that a person shouldn't cause his own sun to set, he shouldn't cause himself an untimely death. And the Zohar says, by contradistinction, you pay him on time, so then you'll cause yourself, you help the poor out, you do pay them, then you'll cause yourself to have longevity. And Bezrat Hashem, next time, we'll continue with the Zohar. The Chafetz Chaim is in the middle of quoting.